In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices. Starring Jane Ellen.
I don't see how the human race survived the medieval period.
And Adam Cravens.
A lot of them didn't.
This is Binge or Cringe. A podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Henson Oakley Podcast Center and Rock 93.7.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Adam Cravens.
I finally succumbed to Netflix.
Good. I thought you were going to say tuberculosis.
This
podcast was going to take a dark turn.
No. And Netflix kept telling me that I needed to watch their original show called Dairy Girls. The Dairy Girls. Dairy Girls or the Dairy? Just Dairy Girls. D-E-R-R-Y. Not Dairy. Dairy. A place in Ireland.
Okay.
And I kept saying, I don't need to watch that. And it said, yes, you do. And, no, I don't. Yes, you do. And so I finally said, okay, fine, Netflix. I'm going to watch Dairy Girls.
Just shut up. I'll do what you... That's basically how my kids get a lot of things in the house. Dad, can we go get ice cream? Dad, can we get ice cream?
Are we there
Dad,
yet?
Dad, can we get ice cream? And then yet? I'm just like, oh, dear, we'll get some ice cream if you will never ask for ice cream again.
Okay. Dairy Girls is my latest obsession. Now, I recommend watching it with subtitles because the actors are Irish or doing, like I would know a really, yes, I would know a really bad Irish accent, but sometimes they're speaking rapidly and you might miss a joke here or there. And it takes place in Ireland in a little village called Derry.
Well, even when you do have like thick accents or like sometimes they'll have colloquialisms that like even words that like that we would normally pronounce. Like if it's in French, I obviously need subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes even when you've got like somebody with a really just
yes, when
unusual
they interview
sound,
someone who's lived in the hills of the Appalachian Mountains their entire lives.
I mean, some of my cousins from around here, I need subtitle or a universal linguistic translator, something. I'm just saying, if I could have like a little translator at the bottom like of my eyes,
so
I'd be
helpful.
Like, that's what he's, okay.
That'd be nice. So this takes place in a very interesting part of history. It's not a current, it is a current show. First year came out, was 2018. But it takes place in the event you don't recall, but when Clinton was in office, there was still a lot of, what's the word I want to use? Animosity?
Sure.
Between the Irish, the Northern, the Southern. You get the IRA, the blowings up, the death of 3,000 people over the course of a quarter of a century. A lot of violence in Ireland.
It about the Northern and Southern parts of countries? Germany didn't. Or it was East and West Berlin. So okay.
Yes. And you see, all right. My people are from the southern part of Ireland.
Right.
So.
Well, the southern part of Ireland, is it? Did they also get the vapors there?
They did get the
vapors there. And have mint juleps in Southern Ireland?
So you have these teenage girls. They're roughly 16-ish. And they go to an all-girls Catholic school. And the principal is the driest, wittiest nun ever. You will love it. Just watch every scene she's in, and you're just going to, she's awesome.
That sounds like a sitcom I'd watch. The Dry Witty Nun.
She's really funny. So, now mind you, I did go to Catholic school. I don't recall doing the kind of stuff they did, but I didn't go to a Catholic high school, so who knows. But they did wear blue plaid, as did I, and it is flattering on most everyone. So you have, you know, by the time you're a junior or senior, you pretty much have your crew of people you hang around with. And so these girls, there's this bunch they hang around with. And the story opens with you have a girl and her cousin, and the mothers are obviously our sisters, and they are in each other's homes a lot. And the sisters hilarious. You then have a friend whose cousin comes to live with her, but he's British and he's a boy. And there's no other place for him to go to school. So he's the one boy in the all-girls school, and he's British. So that's a whole thing happening right there.
That's a lot of
differences. There's a lot going on. And then there is another girl who just lives nearby. And it's hilarious. Now, laugh out loud a few times. It is incredibly clever. Very well acted. And just really funny. They have a recurring character who is an uncle. And his character's point is he is boring. And he's like Jerry on Parks and Rec. Everybody hates Colm for no reason. His dad hates him. His sisters hate him. He's just incredibly dull.
Unrequited hatred for a character that really, by all like measurable standards, doesn't seem to deserve it is just funny. Like, I'll be honest, like, I've watched, you know, like Toby on The Office.
Yeah.
Toby doesn't seem like that bad of a guy to me. He really seems like he's trying to please a lot of people most of the time. But for some reason, it's hysterical that Michael just hates him.
Well, this guy, once he starts talking, you see why they all do. But the actor playing him is marvelous, and he's just bloody boring, no matter what he has to say. And you just see him telling and retelling the story of whatever he's talking about. At one point, they're at a wake, and he's talking to the dry, witty nun, and she just looks around, and she goes, "Am I in hell? Where am I?" He's just going on and on and on. And it's funny to see him pop up and be incredibly dull. You have the, if Madonna was going to the school, you have her. Whoever you think Madonna might have been as a high schooler, see this girl.
Okay, that's what
I
was asking.
All right. Madonna in high school, you know, let's do the walking the line of trouble, you know, sneaking the cigarette, that kind of thing.
So like late 80s, early 90s Madonna.
And the music, the music is all 80s because this is when it is happening. And it's so well done. And it is a comedy, but there are times when you see what is actual news footage of what's going on. Because, again, I remember it being so disturbing. You know, how many people got blown up in Ireland today? And it was like, why are they doing that? And so you see, like, the parents will be reacting to that news while the high schoolers are doing something else. And then they're trying to bridge the gap between the Protestants and the Catholics, because that's basically what the deal was with Ireland. Northern Ireland, the Protestants, it's Henry VIII's fault. That's the short version. Anyway, oh, that's right, and the Brits let us starve. Whatever. So you have a Protestant boys' school comes and meets with the Catholic girls' school to try to, you know, get to know each other, because if you know someone, then they're not your enemy. So you have a lot of stuff like that happening, and it's hilarious because the person who's moderating the meeting says, you know, name something we all have in common, you know, like we all have parents. And all they do is name these insane differences, which are hilarious. So there's a lot of comedy there. Now, I do have a tendency to love British humor and across the pond humor, but I still think this is just, it's not your standard situational comedy like Everybody Loves Raymond or like Friends, but this is well written and tight and funny, and Netflix was right. I did enjoy it.
Well, I mean, as often as they like to harass people into it, I'm going to assume at least somewhere there's got to be some kind of quality control going, this is the thing we need to push. Like, I don't think they're going to seek this out on their own. But if we shove it in their face enough, somebody's eventually just going to be like, oh, well, that was worth it. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by the Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Allen talking with Adam Cravens about what is worth watching. And there was big news afoot. Not just the game, but big news afoot this week.
About big, large feet? There was a story about Bigfoot.
No. Disney Plus.
Oh, are you talking about the bundle?
The bundle.
Yes.
Because I was mulling it over in my head. I do enjoy Hulu, though if I had to, I could lose it. But I like Hulu because I don't do live TV for me, live TV is now Hulu. I've, you know, I think differently. I have Hulu. I have Amazon Prime.
I don't even watch Hulu. If it is like I don't even watch TV live anymore. Like, mm-mm. I mean, except for maybe, I guess, the instances when I'm watching like the news, everything else, I would much rather watch when I would prefer to watch. Like, I don't like the television telling me when I need to sit down.
Right.
In front
if there's
it.
Some manner of event that needs my attention, I know it's going to be streamed live because it is that important, and I know how to receive that information.
But, like, if we're talking about, like, you know,
the new, watching TV.
Yeah, if we were just talking about the Goldbergs, I want to watch. If I want to watch the Goldbergs at 9:30, I'm going to watch the Goldbergs mm-hmm. at 9:30. If I want to watch it at noon, like, you know, on my day off, then I want to watch it at noon on mm-hmm. my day. I don't want to watch it at 7 o'clock at, you know, whatever time it actually comes on.
I feel the need to tell my children once again, and anyone else's children, there was a time when at certain parts of the day, there was nothing on, and I mean nothing. If you didn't like soap operas, and I didn't, there was nothing on. Well, so, you know, when you were homesick from school, you were bored out of your mind.
There was The Price is Right. Bob Barker got us through it.
Well, yeah, but after once you hit the news at noon, you had like 3 or 4 hours of, ugh, and then you had the 4 o'clock movie.
Well, I mean, because even when you tried to flip to Nickelodeon at that point, it was
there
Nick
was
Jr.
no Nickelodeon.
Well, I'm speaking of my own personal experiences.
I'm speaking of mine.
But I'm saying it was Nick Jr. at that point. I was like, I don't want to watch Eureka's Castle.
I know. So
what kind of nonsense is
there,
this?
There was nothing. And you had to, I know it's hard to believe, wait until the network decided we're showing one episode of this show at this time once a week. And you had to accept that. And plan your life around it.
Well, funny enough, I kind of have a situation that's the adverse of what you're talking about. My father-in-law just got internet at his house. And we had a Roku that we don't need anymore because we have several Chromecasts in the house mm-hmm. or we have like an Xbox. We have some, pretty much you can stream any right. on anything.
So you gave him this newfangled contraption.
This Roku, yes. And which is funny because he has his cable hooked up with actual cable. It doesn't run through an HDMI cord. He has a high definition television, but it doesn't nothing. So I was like, well, Jerry, I go, if you're getting the internet and it's high, like high definition. I said, it's high speed internet. I was like, we've got a Roku. And like, he just stares at me like yeah. I'm a wizard trying to cast
yes,
a spell.
You're saying words. I don't know what they mean.
I was like, well, I go, you've heard the kids talk about like Netflix and Hulu and Vudu, right? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, I said, you can, you know, I can just hook it up over here if you would like to do that. And he's like, well, what do you do with Netflix? So I'm just like, well, because like legit, like, okay, every time I go over there, he is watching an episode of MASH. Like he is like Sundance or someone is showing a MASH marathon. So like I explained to him the basic premise of, and he's just kind of staring at me and I go, okay. So I hook it up and I just do it. And I go, name a television show.
MASH.
So he names a television show. And I go, okay. I go, do you have an episode that you like of it? And he was like, well, what do you mean? And I go, okay. I said, just for example, and I'm not saying this is your favorite episode. I go, season 6, episode 7. So I just go, click, 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 click. And he goes, those are all of the episodes? And I go, yes. And I go, you can just hit play, and it will play them until you either tell it to stop or it thinks you've fallen asleep. And he's like, this is... And like,
it's life altering.
While he is like comprehending this, I move over to Vudu and I'm like, these are all my digital movies right here. And he's like, well, how many do you have? And I go, I said 963. And he goes, oh, wow. He goes, no, really? How many do you have? And I go, no, I wasn't being hyperbolic. I go, there's 963 digital movies available mm-hmm. on this. And he goes, what all do you have? And I start clicking. I'm like, there's Toy Story. Here's the Jack Ryan movies.
You won't see him for the rest of his life.
Well, and I hadn't even showed him Hulu yet.
Wow.
Like I was like, you know all those shows that you make sure that you're at home at 7 o'clock? Uh-huh. And I go, yeah, you don't have to do that. I go, see this? That's ABC right there. You want to watch something on ABC? I go, these are the last 4 weeks of episodes right here. I go.
And so what was his response?
Like he's just staring at, like he's just clicking down through my Vudu movies, just being like, what is that? And I go, that's Saving Private Ryan. Well, that's Glory. Yeah. That's one of the new releases. Those are all the Mission Impossible movies.
Wow.
Those are all of the Alien movies. Like, and he's just like, and I just highlight it and I go, and then you click okay. Click it. And that's all you have to do. And he's like, it's so clear. And I go, well, you have a high definition television. I go, but you're watching a coaxial cable, like, driven show. And I go,
you've changed his life.
I go, you have two HDMI ports in the back. I go, one of which goes to a PlayStation 3 that I've never seen turned on. This right here, I was like, I said, it's clear. I go, it's on demand. And I said, as long as your internet is working, I go, you can literally stream any one of these. I go, the only thing I ask you not to do is, I go, don't purchase a movie on Vudu. And he goes, why not? And I go, because my credit card is on there. I don't want to buy it for full price. I go, I have outside, like, different ways
sources of
getting those movies. And they're never the full price of that.
Never.
I go, but you can watch anything. And, like, I think he clicked on, like, a war movie or probably one of the Jack Ryans or something like that.
And you never saw him again.
We probably won't. Like, he's going to lock the door.
Right.
Like, funny enough, like, Chris and I were talking about going over there today. She was like, let's go see Dad. And I go, you ever think he doesn't want us to come over?
You just gave him TV.
Like, and I was like, I mean, we drag like 5-6 kids over there with us every time. And I mean, it's not like they're like polite and, you know, studio. It's not like we've sent them to like a British finishing school.
No, it's like bringing a pack of wild animals whoosh.
Except instead of like an animal carcass, they're like ice cream sandwiches.
So. I think that's fascinating. The big news, that my concern was, how am I going to pay for all this? Because I don't want to go back to the days, which I see us financially heading back toward them, when I had cable and I had everything. It was like 100 and something I was paying every month, and because I had to have this channel and that channel.
And it really was a pain.
Yeah, it really was. So, and it's like, but I never watched those channels, but I'm still paying for it. So, well, Disney's kind of they'll be doing that to me again because of ESPN, which I never watch.
But. If you will look at the price point.
Totally affordable.
Like, for the same price, you can get, like, probably the most popular package on Netflix.
Right, because.
You can get Hulu, Disney Plus. And now, you and I are both in the same boat. Like, I could genuinely care less about ESPN. But there's somebody out there that does care about it.
Right.
I'm assuming.
And I can see how it covers all of the bases. I mean, that was a good idea. So, for the same price of Netflix, you can keep your Netflix. You can not. You don't have to do Hulu separately. Why would you at this point do Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN together as that bundle? And then you have Amazon Prime, which I adore.
Well,
so,
and the thing about it, like, Hulu is what? It's $5.99, I believe.
I don't know.
Disney Plus will also be $5.99 by itself. At the point that you have the two of those, you're essentially getting ESPN free.
Right.
And, like, now again, I won't watch it, but, like, the boys like sports.
Whatever.
So there's a good. I'm just saying, like, they have found a way to get me. He who does not like. I cannot tell you the last five teams that have been at the Super Bowl. I might just guess and be right, but on the flip side
I'm
of
pretty
it,
much with you there.
I could just give you five wrong answers. Like, if I give you a right one, it's because of just dumb luck. It's not because I know. They have found a way for me to get ESPN. Like, that's
pretty extraordinary.
I'm just saying that's remarkable. And I know, like, I can probably write on a single sheet, front side only, of all the sports facts that I know.
And
I might not even fill that sheet up.
Yeah, all my sports facts, none of them will be current either.
No, it's all like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods.
And Babe Ruth.
And you took my third one.
Yeah.
Crap.
And that's just because you're familiar with the candy bar.
Not because of like the actual Babe Ruth. I think he pointed with his bat.
Pretty much. So there's that. And that is happening in November. They released the date, which I've forgotten, but it's November, right?
Right, because that's also when they're launching Mandalorian, I believe, one of the Marvel shows, I believe, or those may come later.
Mm-hmm.
They've also, the Obi-Wan movie, that had been like percolating for forever is also rumored now to be a late coming Disney Plus show.
I understand for some, well, no one listening this long will not be able to follow the words we just said because, you know, hashtag Star Wars.
But Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan TV show.
There.
Like CBS All Access got $5.99 for a month for me for Star Trek Discovery. And like, they didn't even have any of the Star Trek characters that like I loved. Like mm-hmm. Pike was there and I ended up falling in love mm-hmm. with that character. But I'm just saying like they did that on the basis of just like the name of Star Trek. I'm just saying you have given like Obi-Wan frigging Kenobi, Ewan mm-hmm. McGregor, for all intents and purposes, like I'm going to go ahead and give Alec Guinness like the, you know, the award for being Obi-Wan. But as far as an MVP, like Ewan McGregor was the best thing about the prequels.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm just putting that out there. Like lightsaber duels, Ewan McGregor, best thing about the prequels. And the only reason I'm not saying Liam Neeson is because he was only in one of them.
That's right. And we can also say non-racist thing about the prequels. Obi-Wan.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
So we can throw that in there because you can't say that about most of them.
But like the Disney Plus show, it's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Like you are getting like movie quality casts.
We are all a Twitter about this.
And like, I mean, it's just, plus you're getting like the Fox movies. Mm-hmm. You're getting... I don't think they're going to be available at launch, but basically they've said the entirety of the Disney vault mm-hmm. will at some point be available on Disney Plus. Like
that's most of the free world's entertainment.
I'm
right
just
there.
Like, they've been making these literally since before World War II. That's how long Disney's been making cartoons.
And they'll all be there.
Holy cow. Like, talk about like just an info dump. Mm-hmm. Right there.
So it's going to be an extraordinary deal. Is it going to be a Netflix killer? I don't think it's going to be a Netflix killer.
No, I think it's like a Netflix like cutting its throater or something.
Yes.
Maybe it's not dead, but like Netflix is going to fill the bleed.
But I also realized in watching Netflix that there's a lot of stuff that my mind no longer goes to what's on ABC, NBC, CBS. It's like, for instance, the Dairy Girls. That's a Netflix show. I'm thrilled with it and want to consume all of it. I could not tell you what is on CBS on Sundays. I'm going to assume someone's solving crime.
An NCIS.
Someone's solving crime.
Or
an Angela Lansbury-based program.
What's another anagram that they...
Or a CSI.
There you go. That's the other one.
So I assume. But you know what? You can watch all those on Hulu. Now... Adam, you're going to have to contain yourself.
Sure, maybe. I make
because
no
we don't have the time
promises.
To go down this rabbit hole. But I did read this little bit of stuff. Amazon Prime spending gajillions of dollars for
the actual
Tolkien.
Actual number.
Gajillions. Tolkien's estate says, yeah, okay, just remember, you can't do anything about the third age. You have to stay in the second age, which is prior to Bilbo, prior to Frodo, but there is some Sauron.
Man, I want to hear the conversation that this happened in, except I want to hear it with like, it's like, oh, well, you actually only own the second age and not the third age, which is actually when the Balrog had
exactly.
went into the Mines of Moria, and they're just like, shut up, nerd.
We'll
do whatever we want.
Well, pretty much the nerdling in me is going, well, that does... To leave Gandalf, doesn't it?
Yeah, Gandalf is very old.
He's in the second age. It's very important. So basically, from what I read, the Tolkien estate said, yeah, you can kind of make up what you want about the second age. It just has to lead into the third age, but you can't do any of the third age stuff. So,
under the premise you have said to me, would that not also open you up to some of the elves? Because
it would have to.
I mean, like, Galadriel ain't a spring chicken.
Right.
Or I'm just,
it would have to.
I mean, obviously, like Denethor's not you know popping up anywhere. But I'm just saying, like some of those guys are a little bit long in the tooth. They don't look it because they're elves.
They're elves,
and elves are they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like Legolas, he's a pretty elf.
He is, isn't he? So I read this whole thing about how many thousands of years the second age of this non-existent land and this non-existent peoples and how precise they had to be. It did leave me curious because, again, Adam and I want Ian McKellen involved. Ian McKellen says he wants to be involved. I just want to know he's involved. I want to know he's a part of it.
I will say this. If you cannot, if for some reason you can use Gandalf, but for legal reasons you can't get Ian McKellen, don't use Gandalf.
Yeah, just don't.
Well, unless you're going to get Michael Fassbender, because apparently if you need somebody to sub in for Ian McKellen, Michael Fassbender's fine.
Yeah, that'll be fine. So it's going to be very precise on the one hand, but it's also going to be kind of whatever they feel like writing.
But I would also argue that the last time somebody decided to fill in like Tolkien blanks,
mm-hmm.
We got the overstuffed Hobbit films.
Yes.
Like when you start filling in those blanks, like I'm going to go ahead and say there was 3 hours worth of solid film in those 9-hour movies if you don't watch the extended versions. Mm-hmm. And then there's about... Well, there's still only 3 hours worth of, but now it's like 12 hours.
Yeah, there was no reason for that at all. I love The Hobbit.
You really need some good source material for, okay, when Game of Thrones had to go off book, like literally in the last couple of seasons, I don't want to say it completely fell apart, but like it's certainly not as good as the previous. Like Lord of the Rings has been around for mm-hmm. a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And it's not just like the lore. It's not just because of the action scenes. Like Tolkien constructed a very, very real world out of stuff that is very unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you have somebody of his caliber.
Like Stephen Colbert.
I'm just saying like you need somebody that basically like treats it religiously mm-hmm. and understands it enough, and they're not just like, well, we should have some elves and let's say goblins. Goblins. Yeah. We're going to let them fight. That'll be good. What do goblins do? Like, you want somebody that understands and respects this, and or at the very, like, listen, if he can create a language,
mm-hmm.
like an actual language, and like you're capable of, like, you know, conjugating the verbs mm-hmm. in his language. Dude has got some notes.
Yes.
If he's got notes about what happened in the second age, maybe you should listen to those.
And having only read it once, I believe a lot of the stories in the Silmarillion, which, as I recall, is just...
It's dense.
Yeah. I believe those are prior to the third age. So some of those characters may be in it. I may peruse it, but I kind of have a lot going on right now. I only want some light reading. The Silmarillion, I mean, that is...
It's biblical.
Yes.
Like, it is... I mean, it's just...
Yeah, it really is.
And some of it's that begat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like the, you know, the action stuff.
No.
It like, it's just the, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and then they traveled to, like, Canaan's land, and it was good, and then they sowed, and then they, like, begat some.
Yeah,
like,
it's just begatting.
It's... It is so just dense that I like, I mean, even somebody that follows that stuff, I'm not saying it's a slog, but like, it's just,
it's a slog.
You need a blackboard and you need to be doing some John Forbes Nash, like style, like diagrams
mm-hmm.
to make sure you got it all straight.
Precisely. So I am excited about this whole Lord of the Rings thing. The production starts, I mean, it goes into production next year. And they're planning to spend about $1 billion producing it. So hopefully that $1 billion will find someone who can.
And that's like, that's the actual like report.
Yeah.
And like, we're not being like facetious. No, being like, they're going to send $1 billion. No, it has a budget.
Dollars.
And like, this is a single season
TV show.
of television with $1 billion, which, by the way, is more than they spent on the Lord of the Rings movies.
And then
not the Hobbit movies, but like they spent what, a little bit more than $300 million to make those three movies. And one of them swept the Oscars, tied for the most like wins ever.
And sometimes, and you know how excited I am about this, but sometimes after I've reflected upon this $1 billion, it's like, huh, what if they actually spent the $1 billion on, I don't know, cancer research, or, I don't know, tried to feed a few people who've been starving.
Just bought everybody a burger off the mm-hmm. dollar menu. Yeah, I know.
And then I could never finish that conversation because, like, I do really want the show, but I would like to be a little more altruistic. It's like, huh.
Well, tell you what, how about we just spend $500 million on a Lord of the Rings show, and the other we put to altruistic, beneficial research.
Okay, done and done. We do not have that power.
No, but I don't. Yeah, no. I don't have a. I don't even have an email I can send an idea to.
But it's just a thought. Anyway,
I could send it to myself. But then you could send nothing will happen.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll send it back. Anyway, so after I finished reading about Disney Plus and the bundle, I swear I said in my mind to my other self, with whom I speak with, in my mind, it's like, can I subscribe now? Where do I sign up? Can I order it ahead of time? I'm in.
And if you are going to deal with IPs that like people are just, you have a built-in audience, mm-hmm. like Star Trek, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings are at the very top of that list. Like the stupid Hobbit movie, the last one, made $245 million. And like, I really didn't like anything about that movie. I was just like, I love those movies. Like, mm-hmm. you and I covered the Return of the King. Like, I think I went to a midnight show and came and did like a review uh-huh. for you at like 6 o'clock. That
and
morning.
I remember that.
Like, that's how into those movies.
Devoted.
And the Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies, I was just like, this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Why do you even have Bilbo in this movie? The main character isn't... I know. I'll stop. I'll quit. All right. I'm done.
Just blood pressure. Blood pressure.
Take my pills.
All right. So anyway, we're super excited about this, in case you didn't notice, and watch the Dairy Girls. And I feel certain, even though there are no serial killers yet on the Dairy Girls, I think your wife would be vastly entertained by it.
I mean, I'll run it by her.
It might be a tough sell. I mean, she's not going to light up when you go, oh, there's a comedy about these Catholic high school girls during the... And she's...
I don't need to lead with that.
Yeah.
That's... No. No. No, that's... I'm not going to win anything with
She's
that.
Not going to light up like when Jenna said to her, I hear you like horror movies, and all of a sudden, you know...
I think she was a little flattered, like, because we talked about it like later in the car, and she's like, am I really a horror movie expert? And I go, well, you're more of a horror movie expert than I am. I go,
and then I
but
am. That,
but that's not that's not saying anything. I go, but you know,
you are to a 12-year-old.
I go, you do know a lot about horror. I mean, maybe you can't, you know, name the producer and the writer or whatever. I go, but like, you're pretty well versed in mm-hmm. the actual like horror like film itself.
And I'll be holding her to that because I don't want to have to watch these movies and decide if Jenna can see it or not. She has already seen it and she can watch them with her because I have no interest in them at all. And,
well, I mean, she's got a pretty good eye for what right. like, kids so should and should not watch too.
Exactly. Yeah. She does know a few children.
Her mother credentials do check out. Like, yes. She's got some bona fides there.
So she's responsible.
Yeah.
She decides what she can watch, and I'm fine with that.
I would use a lot of superlatives to describe my wife, but like, responsible is definitely one of them.
Yes. Yes. So she will decide what horror movies, and should any nightmares occur, she has her phone number. So there you go.
I'm going to tell you, she does not sleep light. So even if she does, I hope it doesn't happen at night.
He's putting it out there. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Really, watch the Dairy Girls. Even if it sounded like a total turnoff, it is amusing. It just is.
I will add one more thing, and they haven't said this. We never got to see a Guillermo del Toro Hobbit film.
And
that's,
we did not.
That's not going to happen now. But I'm going to go ahead and say they probably haven't lined up all their directors for
the new Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm just saying, like, whatever they end up calling this thing, like the Second Age or whatever, Guillermo del Toro in a genre environment, like with a budget of a billion, maybe he doesn't direct every episode, but I'm just saying, like, this guy knows his stuff. He knows practical effects. Like, and at one point he was going to direct the Hobbit trilogy. Why not? Again, no one listening probably makes those decisions.
But we're open to it.
But if that happened, I would not be upset.
I am so glad there is entertainment for us. That's all I got to say. So thank you for listening. And I may choose my own show for next week as opposed to letting Netflix hound me about it. But though this time Netflix was totally right.
You're going to choose your own adventure.
I know. So thanks for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Allen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
Binge or Cringe, starring Jane Allen and Adam Cravens, is a Henson Oakley Podcast Center production. Listen to new or past podcasts anytime at rock937online.com.